following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School here on a cool April afternoon where the 8-4 Lady Bulldog softball team and third-year head coach Homer Daly are set to host head coach Jonathan Bush and two-time defending state champion Gordesville for a clash between two of the league's top teams. The Tigerettes have made the trip to Salina to try to complete the season sweep of the Lady Dogs, but the Clay County girls are on a three-game win streak and are primed to pull the District 7A upset. Get ready to witness two of the best softball teams around. Go at it as we kick off the spring sports season here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to the Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, built your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helps you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's opening night of the 2025 Clay County spring sports season and our first broadcast of Lady Bulldog softball We're here in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to kick off our coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond. And for the second year in a row, I'm getting to do it with a pair of legends, one being a guy who was alongside me throughout the winter, all the way through another Bulldog basketball deep postseason run. And he's back for more. He's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, longtime former official, coach, and supporter of all things Clay County sports. Doug Strong, folks.
Glad to be back. I always like doing our sports here in Clay County. Don't get any better.
And we are blessed to have another man who's no stranger to the Horizon Sports Network. He was here last year and last fall for Lady Bulldog Volleyball, and we're glad to have him back this spring. He's our resident icon of the industry. He's 40-year broadcasting legend and play-by-play pro, Craig Cantrell.
Glad to be back, Thomas. It's going to be another fun year. These Clay County teams, they're better than they were last year, I think. They had good seasons last year, so they could, the sky's the limit for these two teams.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and it's great to have you and Doug to make up this all-star crew here, Craig. Was as I said last year, still a little strange not having a guy who spent many, many hours alongside me helping us get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground and making it what it is today. No Daniel Strong again for spring sports, folks, but I can't thank him enough, and we wouldn't be here without his efforts over the years. And those efforts have led us to this, Craig. We got a good one for our first softball broadcast tonight.
Yeah, these are two of the best teams in Upper Cumberland, like you said when you first started the broadcast. And it all starts in the circle with these two pitchers coming out. As for Clay County, it's Baylor Walden, the junior, going against the senior, Kaylee Plumley, the Tennessee commit. Both of these throw it very hard. They throw it very accurately. They love to get strikeouts, and they'll do it many different ways. They'll change it up, and I think that's where it starts. If whoever can get to the other pitcher is going to get the advantage, and Kaylee Plumley, she's hard to hit. I mean, she's just a beast out there.
Yeah, and Doug, she led this Tigerette team to their second straight Class A state title last season, and, you know, that's what Clay County's going up against. But if we know this Lady Bulldog team, they're not scared.
Oh, no. They're going to come out confident, ready to play. A big difference in this team this year, depth, and it's young depth, and they're playing well right now. Plus, another outstanding pitcher following Baylor. So it's just, you know, something that we ain't had in Clay County in a long time, some depth where you got quality players deep now. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one tonight. But we wouldn't be sitting here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They got back on board with us again for this spring sports season. They've been here for almost a decade now. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and those guys down below the Cumberland River Bridge for being our presenting sponsor of this spring sports season. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks listening and watching will go pick up a copy of this week's paper all around town this afternoon and in your mailbox tomorrow. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Horizon Recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper, but for the first one, we're just going to summarize the Lady Dogs season so far. They're off to an impressive 8-4 start after beating Monterey, Cookeville, Redbone Springs, and Upperman twice prior to spring break before winning their last three. The majority of their losses have come in close games, including a 5-6 defeat at the hands of White County, a 6-8 loss to Trousdale. And they've also been beaten by Macon County and this Gordonsville Tigerette team that they're fixing ready to take on. Last week, they walked off a 7-6 win over L.A., blew out Pika County 25-7, and beat Monterey 5-1 last Friday night. In the victory over the Lady Wildcats, the game was tied at 6 when Emma Wicks got hit by a pitch, scoring Annalise Daly for the winning run. Daly had doubled to center field, scoring Jenna Thompson, who had singled to start the inning to tie the game. Both Haylen Garrison and Lila Virgil had walked to load the bases following Daly's hit. Prior to that, the Lady Dogs rallied behind a Baylor Walter home run in the top of the second to go ahead 4-1. Livingston then chipped away at the lead and claimed a 6-5 advantage heading into the bottom of the seventh, where Clay County claimed the dramatic win. And kind of weird way to get it, being hit by a pitch there, Craig, but a big win for Clay County.
Yeah, a win's a win, and it's a win against a 3A team, and that's a big win for this Clay County softball team. They'll play them again. I know that it's becoming kind of a little bit of a rivalry, Livingston Academy and Clay County in softball. And they in softball, sometimes you got to do the little things that get you to that position to get the win, and getting a couple of walks there in the bottom of the seventh inning to load the bases. You put it where that if something happens strange to get you that last run, then it'll work, and it did. And that's just the way the softball, baseball, it all works. It just breaks when they go your way. It's good for you.
No doubt. Then against Monterey, Waldron and Jade Walker both doubled in the first inning to put Clay County on the board first. And Reagan Sherry drove in a run in the second to make it 2-0 before Monterey answered to make it a one-run game heading into the third. There, Burwell got an RBI to make it 3-1, and the score stayed the same until the seventh inning when Garrison and Burwell both doubled to add a pair of insurance runs. Walden went the distance in both of those contests to earn a pair of wins, while Avery Davis and Riley Baxter shared the mound in the Pika County win, where Clay County scored 13 in the first and a dozen more in the second inning of the shortened game. So, Doug, another big win, really, against a solid Monterey squad, and then, of course, taking care of business against the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, Clay County's schedule this year has been one that's not easy, and that's one thing they've done this year. They've added some quality opponents in those non-district games, but they're playing pretty good ball against some good teams early. So,
yeah, and to come in here tonight with an 8-4 record after playing that gauntlet of a schedule early on is pretty solid, Craig.
Yeah, you all were talking about pregame, and I haven't seen the schedule really for them very much, but a lot of 3A teams on the schedule. They're playing Upperman a couple of times, played Livingston a couple of times, played White County a couple of times. That's how you get better. You step up and you play teams that are bigger schools, and that gives those teams a chance to pick from a lot of different players. So Coach Homer Daly's doing a good job going out and finding good teams to make his team have to play hard to get better.
No doubt. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for coverage of all things Clay County, including what we just went through in the spring sports as a whole. And we ask you to stay with us for much more as we get ready for Clay County and Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for. So please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. A little extended break there for the national anthem, but it's time for the Cumberland Exteriors Girls District 7A update. Guys, not a lot to talk about here. We've got two teams at the top, and that's Gordesville and Clay County, the two that are fixing to go at it here tonight. And, you know, beyond that, not a whole lot going on in this league.
No, this is definitely the cream of the crop from in this district. So
looks like we got something going on out here in front of us. Coach Daly addressing both teams. Guys, kind of hard to talk to what they're doing here.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a little deal for Evan Hayes tonight. I'm sure okay. There's some of the discussion here because he's still with his battle with cancer, and they're doing some fundraising and stuff tonight for him.
And you see Coach Bush also addressing both teams here. Of course, Evan Hayes been fighting leukemia here for quite some time and had been in remission and hadn't got the greatest of news here of late, Doug, I think, and been battling it pretty tough lately.
Yeah, I think he actually got to come home maybe yesterday afternoon, maybe today for a little stint and everything, but, you know, just a lot of battle in the young man, and we wish him well.
We do, and as we see both teams begin to pray here, we'll take another short break.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts free game show. We're getting ready to do the Cumberland Exteriors Girls District 7A update. We talked about it. We got Gordesville at 16-1. They're 5-0 in the league after taking care of Clark Range last night in a doubleheader. Clay County 8-4 overall, 2-1 in the league, both at the top there. Red Bowling Springs, Piggott County, Clark Range. the bottom three. Can't really dig up much information on those folks, but you know, again, this comes down to Clay County and Goresville tonight, and Goresville's already beaten Clay County once, so big game here in front of us.
Yeah, huge game. You know, if you go up a two-game lead on the team chasing you or you're battling with, that's big in this league.
Yeah, two-game lead with only two games left for Gordonsville. That would lock up first place for them if they can get the win tonight.
It would. Folks, this District 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Will roll right into the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, we've talked about it a little bit, but break this one down for us. You know, kind of David versus Goliath a little bit as far as the Tigerettes go.
Yeah, well, pitching's going to be as good as you're going to see. So we got to come out for confidence. There's no doubt our girl's going to be confident. But you got to come out and be aggressive because she's going to be in the strike zone on you. So you got to come out there and attack her and try to get balls in play and make them have to do some things. So.
Yeah, and Craig, I talked to Coach Daly ahead of this one. You know, nothing to lose here for this Lady Bulldog team. You go in, play loose, and see what happens.
Yeah, nobody knows this Gordonsville team better than Clay County. They play twice a year, three times a year, almost guaranteed, since they've been in the same district together. And that, you're going to learn what a team does. So you just got to come out, like Doug said, you got to attack them. You can't lay back. You've got to be aggressive. Maybe do some things if you get beat people on, do things they don't expect you to do, and just kind of try to put the pressure on them as much as you possibly can.
And, Doug, you know, Craig kind of mentioned it. Clay County has played this Gordonsville team really better than a lot of teams in the state the last couple of years. And, you know, I'm sure Coach Daly, that's what he's looking for, have a chance down the stretch.
Well, you know, when you play a quality team, you don't want to give them runs. Make them earn them. You know, if they beat you and they've earned them, then, you know, you're ready to go.
No doubt. Folks, this has been the Keys of the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering you building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Craig, they jumped the gun on us, it looks like. We haven't got the timing down for this one. We'll try to get to the Subway starting lineups when we get another break.
Yeah, we'll slide those in. It's the leading off is Kat Johnson for Gordonsville, facing Baylor Wald in the circle, and it's a quick 2-0 count to Johnson. We'll go ahead with the starting lineup. That is the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Let's just go down the batting order and give you the positions for both these teams, for Gordonsville. Kat Johnson plays shortstop. Kaylee, there's strike one to Johnson. Kaylee Plumley bats second, pitches. Abby Brinkley is the center fielder, bats third. Bailey Stewart catches. She bats fourth. Mackenzie Heron is the left fielder. Is the left fielder batting fifth. Batting sixth is Callie Dillard at first base. This one popped in there in the infield. Shortstop backing up a couple of steps on the dirt will make the catch as that pop up in the infield to Lila Birdwell for out number one for Gordonsville, as that little pop up there. Kaylin Roberts is the second baseman. Batting seventh, batting eighth is the designated player Lauren Thompson, hitting for the flex player Lauren Roberts. And Camry Johnson bats ninth and plays right field, is stepping in now. Kaylee Plumley, the bat, she's dangerous with the bat as well, as that one misses outside for ball one. For Clay County, quickly in the circle is Baylor Walden. Catching is Halen Garrison. At first base is Riley Baxter. At second base is Jade Walker. At shortstop is Lila Birdwell, who's already recording out. And there's a pretty pitch on the outside part of the plate. At third base is Annalise Daly. Around the outfield and left field is Emma Wicks. In center field is Gemma Thompson. In right field is Reagan Cherry. And the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And Baylor Walden's got way ahead of Kaylee Plumley right now.
Yeah, with two beautiful outside corner pitches.
And they're trying to stay away on her. The big thing is she hit it away. If you'll notice the way they're defending, they're staying on the fence opposite field because she can drive the ball. So
you're talking about that doubleheader sweep of Clark Range last night. Kaylee Plumley, 3-for-3 in one of those games, 3 home runs.
Oh, goodness. 2-2 pitch coming up here from Baylor Walden to Plumley. Walden erasing Kat Johnson on the pop-up to shortstop. That one grounded foul down the left field line. The count stays 2-2.
Just a really good battle between two of the top players in the area, guys, in Baylor Walden and Plumlee.
Annalise Daly playing there at third base, and she's about 5-6 feet inside the bag. That you got to really want to play defense to step in there with Plumlee that way. Just misses away for the full count.
I said most time, you know, you righties, you're a little bit, it's a lefty, she dropped in on her. So it's a lot of respect right there.
Full count pitch coming from Baylor Walden. She looks at the wristband. Walden, the pitch going to be grounded back up the middle. The shortstop coming to her left throws to first in time as Birdwell. Back-to-back putouts for Clay County on the little ranging play to her left and the quick throw to retire Plumlee, 6-3.
Yeah, and that's got to really build some confidence for Baylor Walden and this entire team. Two up, two down so far for Clay County defense.
And just some good pitch sequence there. You know, she just kind of nibbled away and away. And that right there kind of come in on her a little bit and got her by surprise, I think.
Yeah, great start for Walden in the circle.
I was looking at Lila Birdwell, a freshman. The player she threw it to at first base, Riley Baxter, a freshman. So they complete that, and that just misses outside for ball one. You talk about those freshmen. They're already contributing.
Yeah, and then you got one at third.
Yeah.
Oh,
they also.
So three freshmen.
On the infield. That's pretty impressive. Garrison, the battery mate with Walden, as again Walden looks at that wristband, now checks over to the third base dugout. No, just misses. Garrison tries to frame it, but can't get the call, and the count goes 2-0.
I think Coach Dave will take that miss right there all night if you stay in that area. Yep. That's going to be pretty nice.
2-0 pitch coming up. And that one just misses low, the umpire says, to Abby Brinkley, the center fielder for Gordonsville. The third hitter, two away here in the top of the first. Boy, you'd love to get a 1-2-3 in to get this game started with Gordonsville, wouldn't you?
It'd be nice. That'd give you some good momentum.
Taking all the way here, and that catches the outside corner for strike one. What do you think about the 3-0 with two outs? Is that the time to let them swing away?
Depends on my hitter, the way I'd look at it. And, of course, she's a three-hitter, so she's a quality hitter. I'd turn her loose. If she gets what she likes, I'd let her hit it. Personally, that's what I'd do.
It's kind of what I was thinking on that one right there. Walden misses away for ball four to give up the first base runner of the day to Abby Brinkley. And now Bailey Stewart will bat, and she's the first player to hit right-handed, isn't she, for Gordonsville here today?
Yes, there's no doubt. And Walden painting that outside corner, she's going to have to do something different here.
First pitch going to be hit down the right side. Cherry gives chase, can't get to it. That's going to get down and into the corner. They're going to send the runner from first all the way around to home. Cherry will recover it. They're going to hold the batter at third base, but it's a RBI single for Bailey Stewart. And we talk about it. They get base runners. That's when their bats become more effective.
And she just went with the pitch she had there, drove it good, good effort by Reagan out there, just kind of, you know, off the end of the glove.
Yeah, she laid out trying to get to it and just barely missed. The courtesy runner coming in for the catcher now for Gordonsville. So they'll get the courtesy runner in there. We'll check that. It's number five. That is Paisley Underwood going to run for the catcher, Bailey Stewart. And now Mackenzie Heron, the batter. That one right the knees for call strike one to get Walden ahead in the count 0-1.
Yeah, that's what you get out of a good team. You get somebody on base, they put them across the plate, and that's exactly what Gordonsville did, Doug.
Yeah, it's kind of like their eyes get big when you get runners on. They get aggressive and start attacking, and that's what they've done right there.
Pitch misses low there for ball one to even the count to Heron. Walden steps back in there. This one hit to the right side, and second baseman going back makes the catch. That's Walker drifting back to make the catch on the grass on a pretty play by Jade Walker for Clay County. They give up a run. Gordonsville leads 1-0. We move to the bottom of the first inning. Clay County coming up to bat.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 0-1 after a pretty solid start. The Lady Dogs giving up one in the top of the first.
Yeah, and they got that one on just a tough play. You know, Reagan had a play on it, laid out, just missed it. You know, like I said, it should have made it been an exceptional catch. You know, and it got by, and they got a run out of that.
No doubt scored as a hit, wouldn't you say, Craig?
Oh, yeah, it was a triple, and it was a solid triple. A great effort by Cherry. If you don't have her speed, you don't get a glove on it. Cherry is one of the few players that could even touch that one, getting to it, and Reagan will lead off the game for Clay County to face Kaylee Plumlee for the first time on this sun-splashed afternoon. That one misses away for ball one.
Yeah, beautiful spring evening here, but a little cool. Yeah. Craig, you've got your Carhartt coat on.
Hey, I get cold easy. I'm old and got thin blood. If you don't get cold, you don't have to warm back up. So that dress early, and then it'll be all right.
Good theory.
1-0 pitch from the left-hander. Catches the outside corner for call. Strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. It's going to be Reagan Cherry, Baylor Walden, and Jade Walker. You up in this inning for the Lady Bulldogs? One pitch. Swing and a miss. Tried to check her swing. Couldn't do so. Went around and takes the count to 1-2.
And we're getting our first look at Plumlee in the circle, guys. That was that signature rise ball, I'd say, wouldn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. That's probably her go-to right there, that rise ball. But she can mix it up, throw a lot of good stuff, always around the plate.
That one misses high for ball two to even the count now to Cherry. Around the infield for Gordonsville, Kaylee Plumlee is in the circle. Bailey Stewart, the catcher. At first base, Callie Dillard. At second base is Kaylin Roberts. At shortstop is Kat Johnson, as that one catches the strike zone at the knees for call strike three. A little change up there to get the first out of the inning.
Yeah, just a good pitch down in the zone, Doug, and it kind of froze Cherry.
Well, when you throw the speed you throw, if you can get a change up to come in there, that place, you're almost impossible to hit that. And that was as good a change up you can see.
Baylor Walden stepping in to hit for the first time today against Plumlee, as Walden facing her counterpart in the circle here batting the two spot. They both bat in the two spot for their respective teams. First pitch to Baylor bounces in there in the dirt for ball one. Rest of the defense for Gordonsville. At third base is Lauren Roberts. In the outfield and left field is Mackenzie Heron. In center field is Abby Brinkley. And in right field is Camry Johnson for the Lady Tigers. 1-0 pitch misses away for ball two. And early, she hasn't really been in the strike zone as much as she has the last time I saw her, I don't believe.
Yeah, and of course, we don't see her a whole lot, but you have to think that's uncharacteristic.
2-0 pitch. That's low for ball three, so she falls way behind to Walden, does Plumlee.
Here's that 3-0 again, Doug, one of your best hitters at the plate.
See if they give Walden the green light. 3-0 pitch, swing and a miss they did. That's a big cut by Baylor.
And a good pitch. And, you know, and I like that. And like I said, there you 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters for a reason. You know, so you want them looking for a good pitch. Usually if it's 3-0, they're going to get a good pitch. So
3-1 pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. And that's the thing about Plumlee. You think she's kind of behind, but all of a sudden, a couple of pitches later, she's right back in the at-bat. Full count pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three. Walden ready to pitch the bat over the dugout. She thought it was outside, but the umpire said no.
And the umpire's been pretty consistent with that. Walden got some of those calls early, too.
Yeah, and as a coach, you, as long as they're giving it to you, you're all right if they give it to that other one. And they have. Both of them worked that outside edge very well today.
And as a pitcher, you kind of you've talked about it last year, Doug. You learn what the umpire's giving you, and I think both Walden and Plumlee learned really quick what it is.
First pitch now to Walker, the left-handed hitter, a swing and a miss for strike one in the at-bat.
Well, you know, both you pitchers are going to say it pretty early because they're throwing it. So they know that they're giving a pitch. They better be looking for it when they go over to bat, too.
Yeah.
So.
0-1 delivery. That one kind of slipped away from her and gets away for ball one to even the count at 1-1 now. Lefty on lefty here in this matchup between the two leading teams in this district race. That one at the knees for call strike two. You look at it, and like we talked about a little bit in the pregame, Gordonsville, they get done tonight. They're just practically done with the regular season race. They've got Piquet County. They'll probably play them on the same night, and they're just about ready for tournament time.
Yeah, 5-0 right now. Could go to 6-0 tonight, and you're right, just the Lady Bobcats left. And, just kind of rolling through this conference and this league, Doug, like they have for several years now.
Yeah, they've been the standard in our league. Yeah, everybody that plays in this district, that's what they're striving to do to get where they can do something with this bunch right here.
Walker fouls that one off to stay alive at 1-2. Plumlee, 1-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball two to even the count at 2-2 now to Jade Walker.
You know, we talk a lot in basketball with coaching at the level. You don't get no better than what you got tonight here again. Coach Bush is as good as anybody in the state of Tennessee, not just up for conference. So nice to see good coaching, good teams.
2-2 pitch from Plumlee. This one hits straight up. It goes out of play and it's going to keep the count at 2-2. They're 16-1. I asked him who the one was. Coffee County is the one that beat them.
Yeah, if the score was right that I saw, they shut them out, like 13-0 or something like that. So,
pretty impressive.
How good are they?
they're pretty good if they shut this bunch out.
2-2 pitch from Plumlee, swing and a miss for strike three. She strikes out the side to retire Clay County in order. We're through one complete. It is Gordonsville 1, Clay County 0.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 0-1 here in the top of the second inning.
Move to the 6-7-8 batters due up for Gordonsville. Callie Dillard to lead off, followed by Kaylin Roberts and Lauren Thompson. The first pitch to Dillard misses high and away for ball one. And if there's a Gordonsville name, Dillard is definitely it.
A lot of times you see a name, you don't have to know where they're from. You know where they're from. So,
exactly.
It just gives it away.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a big cut to even the count at one strike, one ball. Walden's got some heat, too, doesn't he? You talk about Plumlee, but Walden can throw hard for Clay County.
Yeah, she stepped up, put a little more on hers this year.
1-1 pitch. This one grounded down the left side. Coach Bush takes a step to his left to get out of the way, but the count goes 1-2 on the foul ball.
Yeah, you talk about Baylor Walden, you know, pretty deep postseason run by the Lady Bulldog basketball team. So you have to think Walden's just now kind of finding that midseason groove, Doug, and getting going.
Well, one of the best things, you know, she didn't have to come right out and start because we got Riley Baxter as a freshman stepped in and done some excellent pitching and threw good all year. She's got like 61 strikeouts in the game she's pitched. So, you know, that's been a plus, too. We've added another quality pitcher that's same type as Baylor. So that's pretty nice.
2-2 count to Dillard. She plays first base for Gordonsville. 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss for strike three. First strike out of the night for Baylor Walden. And the second inning, the leadoff man retired, and that's so big. They got a run in the first inning, but still, you get that leadoff batter, and it just makes the inning seem to be so much easier when it's not ever easy, but it just seems to help your defense.
Yeah, great job by Walden there. Brought the heat in the pitch before, and it took a little off that time, didn't she, Doug?
Yeah, she's mixing her stuff up very well.
Some heat right there, but misses away and outside for ball one. And after an inning, you can kind of see this umpire's going to give you that call at the knees. So that's where these pitchers will probably work at. 1-0 pitch. A little change up there, but it stays high to take the count 2-0.
Yeah, he's definitely comfortable with that down pitch and the edges. He really likes those. And both pitchers have done a good job finding those. So
right-handed batter steps in to face the right-handed throwing Walden. That one catches the strike zone at the numbers, and the count goes 2-1 now to Roberts. Roberts steps back in, plays second base. That one misses low and inside for ball three, so Walden falls behind in the count to Roberts.
Roberts fearless there, just never flinched at that ball.
And his in on her pretty good.
It was.
That one bounces in for ball four, so a one-out walk given up by Walden, second walk of the inning for the Clay County pitcher.
Going back to that, they're batting practice, they're facing Plumlee.
Yeah.
So they ain't going to see nothing they ain't seen before.
Laura Thompson, the batter now, the designated player. She hits for the third baseman, Lauren Roberts. As she steps in to bat for the first time, this one fouled in the glove for strike one. Garrison holding it, but didn't get high enough to be able to record the out.
Not sure how aggressive the Tigerettes are on the bases, but you have to think they're going to try to steal one here occasionally.
They typically want to move.
Yeah.
You know, they get in the situations. They want to get base runners advancing, and so I look for them to get aggressive.
Coach Bush signaling across the diamond right now. That may be the cue for his base runner to go as Thompson steps back in. Walden, this one grounded up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. They'll hold the runner at second base as the center fielder Thompson over there to get to it quickly. But a C&I single right up the middle of that time by Laura Thompson to get the first hit of the inning, second hit of the game for Gordonsville.
Yeah, just kind of put it where Walker couldn't get to it and, still did a pretty good job holding the runner at second.
Yeah, and, good piece of hitting right there. Didn't try to do anything special, just hit the pitch where it's at and didn't let it go.
Camry Johnson stepping in now for Gordonsville. That one's right down the middle for strike one to the right fielder.
This is where Walden's kind of got to dig in, runners on the bases, and honestly, it's when she's at her best.
A one pitch from Baylor. This one grounded foul down the left side. We'll take the count to 0-2. Now is Walden well ahead in the count to Camry Johnson and Elise Daly. They're at third base, fielded that one barehanded on the little slow roller in foul ground. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit on the left side, but that's foul. Again, keeps the count 0-2. So Daly there got to be aware. The left fielder out there as well has got to be aware for Clay County. Emma Wicks out there in left field.
It looks like they scouted her pretty well because Annalise on that line pretty good.
Yeah.
So she's thinking that's where she's coming.
0-2 pitch. This one grounded right back up the middle. That's a good piece of hitting there. They're going to send the runner from third. Here comes the throw from Thompson, cut off by Walden. She'll throw out the second. Walker's there, but the run will come in to score, and Gordonsville adds a run on an RBI single by Camry Johnson.
Looked like that pitch may have hung just a little on Baylor right there. You know, just a little bit too much plate with a two-strike count on you there.
Yeah, just great job hitting here for the Tigerettes to score another run. Just makes it 2-0, though, here in the top of the second. One each inning so far. See if Walden can get out of this.
Back to the top of the order now for Kat Johnson, the batter for Gordonsville, as the bottom of the order being very productive for Gordonsville, and what they've got to do here, or what they've got a chance to do here, is the 0-1 pitch hit foul down the right side. Take the count 0-2. Put base runners on for Kaylee Plumlee, and that's not what Coach Homer Daly would want.
No, you face her with base runners on, it's a little harder to pitch to her. You want her up there with nobody on, that way you can work her different.
Johnson popped up to the shortstop in the first inning. Birdwell making the put out. This one hit down the right side. That's going to be down for a base hit. Cherry up with it quickly. The runner will come in to score from second, though. The throw coming to third, but not in time. So it's a single. The runner will advance to second on the throw, and Kat Johnson has her first hit of the day, and Gordonsville adds a run to go up 3-0.
Just great at bat right there for Johnson. I mean, like I said, Gordon ain't doing nothing special with the ball, you know, but they're hitting it where they pitch it. That's, you know, they're not trying to pull something. If it's away, they hit it away. Just good discipline up there at the plate.
Yeah, not trying to overpower either. Yeah. Just putting it in play, said, Doug, and select spots.
Plumlee, bang again. That one misses away for ball one to Plumlee with runners at second and third. So first base open, that's always an option with the Gordonsville pitcher at the plate. 1-0 pitch. That's away for ball two.
I don't look for her to give her nothing really good here. If she hits something, it's going to have to be something that Baylor likes.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see that outside pitch throughout this at-bat.
Walden stepping back in. 2-0 delivery. That one's a little high for ball three. So 3-0 to Plumlee. Garrison wanting to make sure of this sign here. The 3-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike one to take the count 3-1. Over at third base is Camry Johnson. At second base is Kat Johnson. 3-1 pitch from Walden. That one misses away for ball four to load the bases. But that's not really a bad thing in that situation right there. Now you got a chance to get a force at either base.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you can't be real upset about that one. We talked about it thanks to our good friends at the Upper Cumberland Reporter and Michael Lindsay. I read his story about Gordonsville at Clark Range. We talked about Plumlee, 3-for-3 with 3 home runs. So you know she can hit it. So a walk's not too bad.
No, you don't want to mess with her with runners on.
And you said the respect, even the first at bat, it was working that outside edge. It was making her have to hit a pitch that you like.
Abby Brinkley, the batter now, as she takes strike one. She walked and scored a run her first at bat. They brought in a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Plumlee. It's going to be number 3, Callie Underwood, the runner. This one lifted to Wicks in left field. Long run. Wicks can't get there. That'll drop for a base hit. Run will come into score. Second run will come into score for Gordonsville. Runner at second just almost caught that runner at third. That's a two-run double into left field for Abby Brinkley.
Just a tough play for him to try to make because wouldn't like on that. Just kind of just poked it out there in the right spot.
Yeah, and that's what I've been impressed with. You know, you think, okay, this is a two-time defending state champion coming in here. Well, they're going to be trying to take it out of the park. But, no, it's dink and dunk right now, and they're manufacturing runs.
Well, this is a good sign of a good team. They're just taking what you're giving them and just putting it in play, and it's working very well for them.
Taking some huge leads right now, trying to draw a throw from Garrison, see if they can make Clay County make a mistake, but Garrison just holding them at first and second for Gordonsville. Swing and a miss there for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
Maybe a little frustration showing there from Walden with the power on the fastball.
A little extra on that one right there.
One pitch coming up from Walden. That one misses inside for ball two to take the count 2-1. So a run in the first, four more here in the second for Gordonsville. This one grounded to shortstop, knocks it down, but can't make the throw to third base in time. The runner going to hold there, and the base is loaded now for Gordonsville. As a good effort there by the shortstop Birdwell, but just couldn't get it out of her glove once it popped up and hit her right in the belly, and it's going to stay with the bases loaded for the Tigerettes.
Yeah, you have to call that one an infield single, I would say, as hard as it was hit. We talked about them kind of dinking it around. Not that time.
Yeah, that had a little pop to it.
Mackenzie Heron, the batter now for Gordonsville. They batted around here in this second inning. Have the Tigerettes, as she's the ninth batter for Gordonsville. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. One away here in the second with Gordonsville adding four runs in the inning to take a 5-0 lead over Clay County. The 0-1 pitch, that's right down the middle for call strike two. O-2 pitch from Walden. This one hit over the dugout on the right field side. Now to play to keep the count 0-2. Coach Bush wanting to talk to his batter here with the bases loaded.
Well, we got a little time. We got a pretty good crowd watching our first broadcast here for spring sports. If you want to help us out, make that crowd a little bigger, share this broadcast. Just go down and hit the share button and have an opportunity to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription just by hitting the share button.
0-2 pitch from Walden. This is swing and a miss for strike three. Second strike out of the inning. Second strike out of the game for Walden. And now Callie Dillard, the player that got this inning started, will bat for the second time here in the second.
Good job by Walden there to get the second out. Just like you said, again, frustration with allowing the runs, I think, Doug, and she's starting to bite a whack.
Yeah, and like that, that's a big out, and they just get another one here and get in there and try to chip back away at it.
This one hit a mile high to Thompson in the center field, moving to her left. Jenna will squeeze it in the outfield, back-to-back outs recorded by Walden there to get out of the inning, but Gordonsville adds four runs, and they take a 5-0 lead moving to the bottom of the second.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County Trails Gorgeville 5-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Guys, I want to take this opportunity to talk about our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports, down below the Cumberland River Bridge. They've got it all, boats, mowers, side-by-sides, and they're really becoming the region, not just the area, region's biggest supplier of outboard motors. You know, about every day you see on their Facebook page they're installing a new motor on somebody's boat, Doug, and it seems like they've kind of found their niche. They've got really good deals on those.
Yeah, and the inventory, if you just take a look over the bridge, it's kind of hard to get in there to them because they got so much down there.
Yeah, they do, and they're having their two-year anniversary sale starting on the 15th. I think that's next week. Great deals all week long going on down at Clay Power Sports. Besides that, Doug kind of mentioned inside that store, biggest fishing selection you'll see around, everything for a boat. I don't know. I can't really list it all.
Anything to have fun on the water.
That's what they do.
It's a great place to go down and just look around and see what you might find.
Yeah, they've got a selection of about anything. They've done done work for me on my Jeep. They do a lot of Jeep stuff for people around there.
That's right.
They're
audio.
Boats stuff, but they got a lot of stuff they do. So,
Jenna Thompson leading off this inning for Clay County. How often do you see a player that had made the last out of the previous half of the inning come up to lead off the next? And Thompson has the count go 1-1 on that foul ball to Thompson. She'll be followed by Annalise Daly and Halen Garrison due up for the Lady Bulldogs here in this bottom of the second inning. This one hit off the right side over the dugout and in foul territory to take the count 1-2.
Yeah, Clay County, last time up, of course, Plumlee retiring the side via strikeout. Let's see if the Lady Dogs can get a base runner this time.
1-2 count to Thompson. Plumlee taking a lot of time. Misses low and away. That's kind of a little umpire discretion there, as long as she took in the circle that time. The count evens up at 2-2. Thompson steps back in. 2-2 delivery. This one hit well down the right side. First hit of the day for Clay County to Jenna Thompson. A little line drive to right field, and she's fired up over there on first base.
And it's not just her. The entire team reacting to that one. Got a bat on Plumlee, and they're excited.
Yeah, and that's big. Get that, because, you know, the first time we played them, she no-hit us. So getting balls in play on her is huge, but getting hits is momentum building. So good to see.
And the sophomore Thompson taking a little play out of the Tigerettes playbook there, Craig.
Yeah, it's just using the pitcher's power against her and going away with it, and that's what she did there. Now Annalise Daly stepping in for Clay County. Big cut by Daly, but can't catch up to that rise ball, and the count goes 0-1. Daly choking up on the bat a little bit there in warm-ups, or in the warm-up swings outside the batter's box. That goes back to the conventional grip, the 0-1 pitch from Plumlee. That catches the outside part of the plate. Recall strike two.
Talking about Thompson's hit, she's one of five Lady Bulldogs into double-digit hits on the season. Doug, you and I talked about it. You know, you got almost, I don't know, I can't remember, 10 players batting better than 300.
Yeah.
Several of them up in the 400 and 500 range.
0-2 delivery. The check swing, did she stop her swing? She did in the count 1-2.
Yeah, what's impressive, your top batting average on this team is a freshman. You know, and that's saying a lot with the team she's playing with. The little Isla Birdwell, she leads us with a 533 batting average. So,
yeah, Thompson 433, also having a really good season. Then you can go down the list. It's really impressive.
Swing and a miss there by Daly for strike one, as that hit kind of fired up Plumlee a little bit as she comes back, gets a four-pitch strikeout to get out number one here in the bottom of the second.
And, you know, softball's a lot like any other sport. When you see freshmen playing early in their sports, it's because the speed of the game changes so much in all sports when you get in high school. And these three freshmen playing tonight has adjusted very well.
Halen Garrison steps in to face Plumlee for the first time, squares the bunt, can't make contact. The throw down to first. They've got Thompson in a run. Oh, she might have made it if she kept going, but now in the rundown, she'll dive back to first. Did they get her? They did not. She's safe at first on the dive back to first, head first.
I'm like you. I think she'd have kept going. She probably got to second. She anticipated that being thrown already, and it had never been through. So.
Yeah, and then Thompson's speedy. Just a great athlete. You know, of course, a defensive specialist on the basketball team, Doug, and right there kind of used that hesitation and knack to get out of that rundown.
0-1 count to Garrison. Swing and a miss there for strike two. I tell you, though, if you just – they're the two-time defending state champs for a reason. You go down there and walk around that team. I was down there getting the roster from them as the 0-2 delivery fouled off by Garrison to stay alive. They're a good-sized team. This Gordonville team is big. I mean, they are impressive just to look at when they step out there on the field.
Yeah, they definitely look the part, and they play the part. I mean, they're just a quality team.
Garrison staying alive to extend the at-bat with the – foul ball, the 0-2 delivery, swing and a miss there. The runner goes, throw down to second. They got her. The strike them out, throw them out, double play as the catcher, Haley, the catcher for Gordonsville, Bailey Stewart with the good throw, covering from second for the Tigerettes, Kaylin Roberts, double play to end the inning. We're through two complete. Gordonsville 5, Clay County 0.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Lady Dogs trail the Tigerettes of Gordonsville 0-5 heading into the third inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Gordonsville struck first in this one. They went up 1-0 in the first inning, and then in the top of the second added four more on five hits as Better Walton gave up a couple walks, and the Tigerettes kind of got their bats going, led by, they got the bases loaded a couple of times, and there was a two RBI single and an RBI, two RBI singles to score those four runs and put Gordonsville up 5-0. Then in the bottom of the second, Clay County got their first hit, Jenna Thompson with a single, but then you had a strikeout by Annalise Daly, and then Garrison also getting bit by the strikeout, and it turned into a double play as Thompson got caught trying to reach second, and then Plumlee retired the side there. And Clay County does trail 0-5. This Lady Dog recap's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Join today to experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina. CrossFit DHL, helping you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
We move to the top of the third inning, Callie Dillard, Kaylin Roberts, and Laura Thompson due up for Clay County. Actually, I'm sorry, it is Kaylin Roberts, Laura Thompson, and Camry Johnson due up for the Tigerettes. Roberts walked, scored a run in her last at-bat. That one's at the knees for call strike one. Had some smoke on it, too, as you could hear the pop from the glove of Halen Garrison.
Yeah, she's kind of up the tempo a little right here. Baylor has like in here, so.
The 0-1 pitch from the junior. That one misses away for ball one. And when you can hear that, when it hits clean, it just that pitch, it's really a good one. It just sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know they're coming with it. You can hear that pop.
1-1 delivery from Walden. This one hit foul over the press box to take the count 1-2. kind of a rarity around. You were talking the Clay County Bulldogs baseball team. They're playing Gordonsville today, so both spring sports playing against each other here today, the same schools.
Yeah, and the baseball will travel to Gordonsville tomorrow. They're supposed to play down there yesterday. Of course, weather, and they're going to play that second game tomorrow.
Ground ball knocked down in the infield. Birdwell can't make a throw, as there to knock it down for Clay County as Daly, but couldn't get to it once it went off the wrist. It kind of hit her on the wrist that time pretty hard on the bone of the wrist there. Then Birdwell trying to back her up, just not enough time to get to it to get the runner.
Yeah, Daly kind of giving up her body there to knock that one down, Doug. You're talking about a hot corner.
Yeah.
It's a hot one when you got Walden on the mound in a softball game.
Infield hit.
Just the pitch itself puts some momentum on that bat to make contact, so it's going to come hot to you wherever it goes.
Big cut there by Laura Thompson with a swing and a miss for strike one. Steps back in. Squares the bunt, pops it up to the catcher Garrison on the little bunt attempt, just pops straight up, and Garrison makes the easy put out.
Yeah, good pitch by Walden there. I think she saw the bunt, kept it a little high, which helped that get that pop out.
What they need right here, Clay, just a little momentum, get out of this inning, then, you know, with no runs, and then come in and try to chip away at what's there.
First out of the inning to Laura Thompson. Now Camry Johnson, the batter. That little changeup misses away for ball one. And all of a sudden, we're just a couple at-bats away from Kaylee Plumlee again. It just seems like early. She's been in the batter's box a whole lot. 1-0 delivery. Fastball catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one. There was a flinch there. She didn't stand in there without moving.
No, she didn't. I don't know. That one had some movement on it, I think, because it looked like it was coming right at her.
Right her at the answer for sure.
1-1 pitch from Walden. Swing and a miss on the rise ball to take the count 1-2 and get Baylor ahead of the count.
Yeah, and Walden, you know, pretty much dominating this at-bat so far. You know, kind of getting in her bag, I think.
1-2 from Baylor. That one kind of slipped out of her hand a little bit. Throw down to first, not in time, is diving back safely is the runner over there, Roberts. And it'll even the count at 2-2. Camry Johnson single with an RBI in the second inning. This one hit well up the middle. That's a base hit. Back-to-back hits for Johnson. We'll put runners at first and second for the top of the order, Cat Johnson.
Yeah, Clay County defense still doing a good job, you know, holding both of those to singles, runners at first and second, Doug. It could have been a lot worse, especially on that ball.
Yeah, that was a quality pitch, Baylor, there. They just hit it. You know, you can't fault that. That's, you know, your pitcher makes the pitch they want, and they hit it.
This one grounded hard, foul down the left field line, count 0-1. I was talking to Coach Daly before the game. First of all, I want to say a little something about the dugout. You haven't seen that wall they built in there. That's nice. They've added a bench there in front. I don't know who did that, but somebody did some great work. And the bulldog on the front of it cut out of metal. That's a nice addition over here.
I haven't seen that. I'll have to make a trip down there.
Yeah, go down there and look at that. The 0-1 pitch, that one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. And the second thing is, he said that this year they got a tarp, and that's why they've been able to play so many of these games. And the way that it's right, you can see dust out there coming up. So that's just a big addition to them, for them, too. The 0-2 pitch from Walden, that one just misses low for ball one. Big lead out there at second. Walker going to hold her on now, but no throw coming from Garrison.
Now that you mentioned that, after all this rain, Coach Sailor Walden was out here spraying water on the field, and it just didn't register with me, Greg.
Well, they had it covered up. 1-2 delivery. This one grounded back up the middle. Birdwell got a chance to get the runner at second and does. Birdwell just glides into that one, flips it underhand to Walker for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, good play there. Two outs in this one, like you said, Craig and Doug, they're working towards what you said.
Yeah.
Get out of this one unharmed, keep it a 5-0 game, and try to put a ball in play.
Yeah, and just start chipping away.
Fielder's choice there. That one misses away for ball one for Kat Johnson. She's on base for the second straight time. Runners at the corners for Kaylee Plumlee. Plumlee grounded to shortstop in the first inning, walked. Her courtesy runner was stranded at third base in the second inning. This one, a little roller down to the third baseman, throwed over to first base in time on a good play by Annalise Daly. That was hit soft. That's not an easy play. You expect the third base to be hit hard to you, but Daly able to take that soft hit and throw it across the diamond, get out number three. We're through 2.5. It is Gordonsville 5, Clay County 0.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Gordonsville leads the Lady Dogs 5-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning. But Baylor Walden, she gave up a harmless single the last time out and then got two pop outs and a ground out there, Craig, to get out of that inning. And Clay County kind of showing some gumption here.
They are a couple of innings, like Doug said. If you can hold this team to zero in an inning, you've done exceptionally well. And they've held them to 0-1 inning. They've held them to one in an inning. So this defense is playing pretty well for Clay County. Lila Birdwell to lead off, swing and a miss on a big cut by Birdwell. The shortstop's made some big plays defensively, and you all talked about her. Some gaudy numbers at the plate for Lila Birdwell.
Yeah, she's averaging batting .533 right now. She's already got 8 hits on the season in limited time. You know, this is a freshman that was also on the basketball team and, you know, had to earn her spot when she came back to this team, Doug, and just been really impressive.
One-two count now. The 1-2 delivery is low for ball two to even the count at 2-2. So Birdwell, a couple of big cuts on the first two pitches, and now Plumlee has missed a couple to even the count. Plumlee gets the sign from her catcher. They set up outside, swing and a miss for strike three, route number one here in the inning. And if you make contact, something good's going to happen. There's enough heat on it coming, dude. You can make solid contact. It's going somewhere. Darcy Smith, the designated player, the batter now to face Plumlee for the first time. That's high for ball one as Smith bats for the first baseman, Riley Baxter. Smith stepping back in. 1-0 pitch. That was on the outside part of the plate for call strike one to even the count at 1-1. One pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate for strike two. And, boy, she's painting that right now as Plumlee.
Yeah, and you mentioned the crack of the mitt, too. It seems like she's kind of dialed it up a notch in this inning, too.
That one fouled off the mask of the catcher. Umpire checks to see if she's all right. Bailey Stewart had that one go right off the side of the mask that time. The count stays 1-2 to Darcy Smith. One, two delivery. That one misses away for ball two.
Doug, where's she at? You know, we talked about how it sounds. Is she right at 60, a little above? What's her fastball?
I'd say she's mid, upper 60s when she really gets on one. It's solid quality.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Four straight strikeouts recorded by Plumlee after she gave up a hit to lead off the second inning. She struck out seven now. All seven putouts have been way of the strikeout. And now Emma Wicks, the batter for Clay County. Wicks batting left-handed. That one's on the outside part of the plate, going away from the left-hand hitter with the changeup that time to take the count 0-1.
I've got it now. He said it to me.
That one misses for ball one to even the count at 1-1. 5-0, Gordonsville leading here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-1 pitch from Plumlee, swing and a miss for strike two.
And had a little extra right there from Plumlee. She come with that one pretty well.
She's settling in right now. She's just kind of in a groove. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. And a quick inning of work for Kaylee Plumlee. Three Clay County batters, three strikeouts. She's given up a hit, but she's faced the minimum through three. After three complete, it is Gordonsville 5, Clay County 0.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs trail the Tigerettes of Gordonsville 5-0. Heading into the top of the fourth inning, and Doug, you talked about it. A lot of effort going into tonight. It's I think what they're calling is the Fight Night for Evan.
Yeah.
Fundraisers going on down here. I think they mentioned that the gate money was even going to be donated to the cause for Evan Hayes. We've got bake sales and other things, raffles and giveaways, and it looks like pretty good turnout from the community here tonight, too.
It does, and like I said, you know, if you can't stay at the ball game, come by and get you something to eat, because all that money's going to help out Evan and his family for travel and just whatever they need. So there's a lot of things down. If you can't do nothing, just drop by and get you a baked good or maybe a sandwich. All that goes to them, and like I said, all the support is well needed and thankful for, you know. So
yeah, no doubt. And Craig, it's just like anything, Salina and this Clay County community turns out and gets behind people in need, and it's no exception here for the young Evan Hayes.
No, and it's a shame that there has to be things like cancer around, and every dollar you put in is going to help that family, and that's just when you do that, good things will come back to you. We talk about good things on the field. Good things happen in real life, too, you know. That Walden gets the at-bat here, started with a strike there to Abby Brinkley leading off the inning for Gordonsville as the left-handed batter facing the right-handed throwing Walden. This would hit the center field. Thompson moving in will make the catch on a hard-hit ball, and Jenna Thompson's made a couple of big putouts out there in center field for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, we talked about her athleticism earlier, and that was a ball that had a little English on it.
Yeah.
Thompson breaking towards right field and then had to kind of stop, Craig, to make that play.
Yeah, knuckling out to her, and she was able to stay with it. Bailey Stewart, the batter now for Gordonsville. She's had a couple of hits on the night. That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. That big triple to right field with an RBI and a single. So she's two for two on the day.
Really impressed by the comeback by Baylor Walden. You know, I mean, they got on her in that second inning, guys, with those four runs. But it's almost like it's made her stronger, Doug.
And one thing you'll see with this Clay County team, for Baylor's the prime example, the leader, they're not going to act like they're down five.
No.
They don't come play and stay getting after you. And, you know, Baylor's picked theirs up, and I look for their girls to pick theirs up with it.
1-1 count to Stewart. Swing and a miss there for strike two to Bailey Stewart.
I can see the scoreboard from the Bulldog baseball game with Gordonsville over there. Still scoreless, Doug, in the second inning.
I had it pulled up earlier, but I switched over to kind of get her district for the softball next year. It's changing a little.
This one hit to left field. That's going to be at the base of the wall for Stewart as she's got her second extra base hit of the day. She's got a single, a double, and a triple now for Gordonsville, and a one-out double for the Tigerettes. We'll put a runner in the scoring position for Mackenzie Herron.
Yeah, that one just kind of fooled Wicks a little bit, yeah. I think. It started rising on her.
Yeah, it had a little movement to it, and it just kind of took off late there, and she kind of couldn't pick it up.
Herron stepping in to hit with one out here in the top of the fourth. Gordonsville leading 5-0. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Herron. She is one of the few players without a hit tonight for Gordonsville. She's popped up to second base to Walker, struck out in the second inning, so she's 0 for 2 on the day. That one misses high for ball one. Runner going to go as it gets away from Garrison. The throw will get into the left field. Wicks can't come up with it, and that's going to be an unearned run there for Bailey Stewart. She'll get the stolen base. And then the error will bring her in to score the sixth run of the inning for sixth run of the game, first run of the inning for Gordonsville.
Yeah, just kind of an aggressive base running there, Doug, manufacturing another run.
And one thing Gordonsville does well, they put pressure on you. Once they get in a spot there, they're going to put some pressure.
Pop up into shallow right field. Cherry coming in will settle under it and make the catch for out number two here in the inning.
Again, short memory by Baylor Walden right there. Nice pitch to get the pop out.
A couple of flyouts in the inning for Gordonsville. They haven't hit a lot in the air until this inning. That high in the air, they've had some line drives. Swing and a miss there on a little half swing by Callie Dillard to take the count 0-1.
I like Baylor coming with a little changeup right there and had her little off her feet there.
That's one of those, when you start the swing, you say, oh, my goodness. 0-1 to Dillard. That one just misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
And that's what makes it so effective. You know, in order to hit either one of these pitchers, you have to be out in front of it to hit their fastballs and kind of make you look silly sometimes when the changeup comes.
Swing and a miss there.
Yeah, we talked a little early. And with the speed these two pitchers throw, if they can get a changeup in there on the plate, you're not going to hit that. It's going to be so off for you. So,
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. So Gordonsville gets a hit. They manufacture a run. Walden gets a strikeout in the inning. And at the end of 3.5, it is Gordonsville 6, Clay County 0.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs trail the Tiger Essigorsville 6-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning after a throwing error gave Gorsville another run.
And Reagan Cherry back to the top of the order for the Clay County Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs to lead off this inning. Cherry fouls that one off the mask of the umpire, and he got a little harder shot. Then the catcher, Stewart, got the last time. Has to kind of shake it off a little bit. Doug, you've been there. That's got to be a rough one right there.
Yeah, that rattles you a little bit. And you can tell a good quality catcher right here, too, because they're going to go out there and give you some time.
Yeah.
And where's that umpire, you want to give that catcher time. But, yeah, that's one that you're going to feel in the morning, too.
Yeah, that caught him right around the top of the mask. It kind of moved the mask, and that hurts. He's trying to laugh it off of the first base umpire, but that was a shot.
Yeah, and they, like I said, them rattly. So
again, I'd like to tell everybody listening and watching to, if you don't mind, share this broadcast, give us a like, do everything you can to help spread the word that we're on the air here tonight. Calling a pretty good game, 6-0 in favor of Gordonsville, but Clay County, after I think it was 13-0, Doug, last time out, and they kind of got hammered in one inning, and it ended early. And tonight, so far, that's not happening.
Yeah, just battling with them right now is Clay County. That pitch evens the count at 1-1. This one hit well down the left side, but well foul and out of play to take the count 1-2. If I'm not mistaken, big week, and we got three games this week coming up.
We do. Weather depending, of course. Thursday night, we're going to have Clay County Bulldog baseball versus Trousdale County, and then Friday night back here for softball as the girls welcome, I done forgot, Macon County or Westmoreland to town?
Macon County to town
on Friday night. So, busy week to kick it off, Craig, is get another strikeout for Plumlee.
Reagan Cherry caught looking there. Strikeout number 7 in a row for Kaylee Plumlee. She has struck out 10 on the night for Gordonsville.
It's just the fourth inning. Just super impressive. We knew how good she was, guys, but to see it again in person, just kind of, I don't know, it's just domination is what it is.
Well, last year, four times she faced us, and the least strikeouts in one of those four was 15. I think it was 15, 17, 19, and 20 last year in four games faced her. She's solid.
And what gets me is that, you know, she's going to UT to play, and I don't even think they're recruiting her to pitch.
Yeah.
She's just going up there to play ball.
Yeah. And, you know, she'll probably pitch some there, probably either one of their midweek pitchers, because I mean, if you look at Tennessee's roster, not that she's not a quality pitcher, but, you know, they got two girls up there right now that's just unbelievable in the nation. She's going to fit in with them, trust me. They recruit her for a reason.
That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. You're talking about her being the 60th, and they have one hit 108 for the fastest pitch ever.
78.2.
Yeah, something nuts. You
know. Line drive by Wall. Center fielder will make the catch, though, as it's hit right to her. Has to take one step backward. Did Abby Brinkley and makes the catch route number two.
And the Walden right on that one, guys, and made good, solid contact. Just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Went straight to the center fielder.
Yeah, hit it on the button, and it's right at her. So, but going back to the girls, you know, 78.2 miles an hour, that was equivalent to 109.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And everything. So, that's
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, boy.
There.
I didn't even see it coming at me, or hear it coming at me. I don't know if I could see it. I could probably hear it, maybe.
Swing and a miss by Walker there for strike one. And talking about Ryan, he threw his heart. Never won a Cy Young, I think I read the other day. That's just crazy to me, the way he's got all those numbers and wins and everything.
Yeah, most no-hitters in Major League history. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And he never won any of the pitching awards.
No, you know. He just went out and dominated.
the senior walker, also having a great season so far. Doug, she's got a home run along with Baylor Walden. Kind of, those two are the kind of the sluggers on this team, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're the ones that make us go. Well, Cherry, throw Cherry in there with it. Those three girls, they make everything go for us.
Walker checks her swing there and takes the count 2-1. I'll ask you a question here in a minute as we get ready for Plumlee to pitch again. That one misses high for ball three. A left-handed batter, can the first place umpire really help the home plate umpire much on a check swing?
No,
there?
When I was umpiring, I wouldn't even ask because they're not going to see that.
Yeah.
If she can, the umpire there can see it, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
So
this went too far around then.
Yeah.
3-1 delivery. That's low for ball four, and just what Clay County needed, a base runner here.
Nice at bat right there.
In the fourth inning, just worked her there to that walk.
Yeah, going back to Walker, she's batting 368, has 14 hits on the season, leading the team in RBIs with a Baker's dozen there. No one else in the double figures. So you talked about, that slugging percentage or whatever, Doug, and one of the better hitters on this team.
Yes, makes a lot of things happen for the Bulldogs.
Thompson just rolls that down the third base line. She's got a chance, and she's on for another hit. That's going to be an infield hit for Jenna Thompson. She's 2-for-2 on the day.
A good swing bunt by Jenna. And Thompson talked about it earlier, just the athletic ability of Jenna. You look at Jenna, you think, she's kind of that average girl. She can fly. She's got speed that's unreal.
Yeah, and showing the wheels there is like you said, that one just kind of died right down the left field line. Advancing Walker to second now, and Clay County's in business here. It just takes one.
That one right down the middle for strike one to Annalise Daly. As you got to think now, with a couple of runners on, that Plumlee might be in a situation she's not been in very often. There's usually not anybody out there with her with base runners. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Take the count to 0-2.
Daly also having a good rookie season, per se. The freshman with 15 hits, batting .429, also with 8 RBIs. So it's super impressive for a first-year player, Doug.
Yeah, like I said, you got to adjust to the game so much more when you get to this level. I always said in high school athletics, the biggest adjustment for an athlete is that freshman year. Because everything changes, speed of the game, better athletes. Because you got girls that are 3 or 4 years older than you, boys 3 or 4. So it's a big difference. And we've got three freshmen stepped up playing very well this year.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. To retire the side, but Clay County gets a hit. They get a walk. They have two base runners, so they're battling with Gordonsville. But we're through three and a half, or through 4.5. It is 3.5 with Gordonsville leading 6-0.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Lady Dogs trail the Tigeress of Gordonsville 6-0. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. After getting down 5-0 in the first two innings, Clay County only allowing one run in the last two. Jenna Thompson leading the Lady Dogs. She's 2-for-2 on the night with two singles, but no runs so far for Clay County as they're still being shut out 6-0, but no, maybe a hit, but no offensive production in the last two innings, thanks to the good pitching of Baylor Walden for Gordonsville. A throwing error actually accounting for their only run, and it's still a 6-0 ball game headed into the top of the fifth inning. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor covering, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. Again, guys, the last two, Clay County's playing really well, I think.
Yeah, well, you look at the four innings, they've had two innings to give up one run each and one scoreless. you know, they only had one inning. It was off a little bit, and it's four runs there. So they're competing very well.
Move now to the top of the 15. I said through 3.5 a minute ago. Of course, it's through four innings with Clay County, the home team. And Laura Thompson, Camry Johnson, and Kat Johnson due up in this inning. This one hit high in the air, but it's going to drift foul and out of play. They even the count at 1-1 to Laura Thompson. Thompson is 1-for-2 on the day with a single, scored a run, popped up and foul ground on a bunt attempt to the catcher for an out in her last at-bat.
How are you liking that jacket now, Craig? Starting to cool off a little bit.
I'm happy to have it, I told you.
You had to put my hands in the pocket.
That one misses low and inside for ball two. The tops.
Yeah, had some really warm weather last week. Of course, all the rain and then a couple 30-degree nights thrown at us here. And the wind kind of coming off the river. A little cool.
It's a little cool.
Yeah, I think tonight they're talking maybe upper 20s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think 28 or so. So it's time for tonight. Then back up and there was a good mid-60s tomorrow. So.
Yeah, by Thursday, well, if it doesn't rain by Thursday, that's going to be about 70.
Yeah.
It won't last long in April, these cold snaps. Dogwood winter, I guess, going on right now with the dogwoods in bloom.
And that's what we was talking, you know, that's the place, the softball having their tarp now. You know, if it'll quit raining, we can play.
Yeah.
You know, that's the good thing about your tarp.
2-2 pitch from Walden. This one fouled off by Roberts to stay alive. Just caught a piece of it to foul it back into the net.
You're talking about the tarp in the dugout. You know, Clay County High School and these young athletes are very fortunate. This is a great facility, guys.
Yeah.
We're fortunate. Nice press box up here. And a lot of hard work going into this one as Goldsville gets another one to fall.
And a little bloop single into right field by Kalen Roberts to lead off this fifth inning. A little Texas leaguer out there to put a runner on first base with Laura Thompson up to bat now for the Tigerettes.
Well, you go throughout the district, there's not a softball field in this district as good as what Clay County's got right here. Nothing against the ones. You know, Gordonville plays kind of on their city part. They ain't actually got a school field, but it's a good field. But this is the best in our district, hands down.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's a great facility, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, too. And most of the time, that falls on the coach's shoulders.
Yeah.
We see Coach Homer Daly and Coach Sailor Walden, I think maybe Kobe Garrison, some of these guys out here every day, Doug.
Yeah, it is. You're right, Coach, here a while, and it is. You're here. You know, players may be gone, but you're here.
Line drive to Thompson. She's
got
another put out there. She has to just take a couple of steps back as – Laura Thompson with the line drive to Jenna Thompson for out number one here in the fifth inning. And now Camry Johnson, the batter for Gordonsville. Jenna Thompson has been pretty busy out there in center field, but hasn't had to go a lot of distance from that spot she's at to make some putouts. It's a little slow roller off the end of the bat. Bird will up with it. We'll take the play at first and get the speedy runner for out number two. Smart decision there by the freshman, knowing there's no way to get the runner at second. Just makes a strong throw to first base for the putout.
How impressive is that, Doug? We're talking about a freshman, you know, playing against the you know, two-time defending state champions, and just did that with ease.
Yeah, it's of course, they played and played and played. These girls are experienced, but still, it's a freshman. That's just a quality play no matter what grade they're in.
Kat Roberts back to the top of the order. A little check swing strike there for strike one. I just watched them in warm-ups a little bit ago, and all three of these in the infield, they've got some strong arms. Walker, Birdwell, and also Daly there at third base, they can throw it well out there. That one gets away from Garrison on the bouncer in the dirt, and that'll let the runner move down to third base.
You know, two outs here, you got a runner in scoring position. This is where you got to dig deep, Doug. Yeah. Need to get out of this one unharmed.
Must have caught Garrison there. She may have twisted her ankle a little bit. Is her knee maybe as she's working with that?
Stiffness there.
It bounced in. She may have got turned a little sideways. May have caught her on the side of the leg on that one that bounced in.
You know, that's one thing. People don't realize how much a catcher gets beat up.
Yeah.
You know, a ball hits the dirt, hits them, you know, because they're protected with a lot of gear. But I've heard a long time, when you get hit, it misses that gear for some reason. You know, you find where that gear's not. So, you know, I always got a special place for those catchers because I was back there with them a lot.
They were your protector, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I always told them, I mean, you know, ball don't hit me, that zone's nice.
There you go.
You know, I tell them, be honest with them, you know, just take care of me.
Yeah.
Take a little time here for Garrison to maybe walk it off, looks like.
Must have twisted a little bit. They were making her kind of flex a little bit.
Looks like she's got a little, maybe had a little hyperextension on it there. But, you know, she's still flexing it a little bit, so. Yeah.
Big moment here, guys.
Yeah, Kat Johnson at the plate, Kaylee Plumley on deck for Gordonsville. That one bounces in. Garrison backhands it to keep it in front of her, and the count goes 2-1.
Yeah, good job by Garrison there. Basically saved a run, you'd have to think.
Yeah, as aggressive as Gordonsville is, you know they're coming. Walden looks at that wristband. 2-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball three.
Just a quick update on our baseball over there. We are 0-0 going into the top of the fourth. Pretty good ball game going. Gordon's got one hit. Clay County's got two. So it's got a nice game going over there.
Yeah, pitcher's duel sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know
who we have on the mound. No,
that's what I'll look at.
You know, yeah.
We got one of the Adamses. I don't know what their numbers are. We either got Nate or Nolan, number 15. So I'm not sure of the numbers.
I'm pretty sure that's Nolan, who has become the ace for that Bulldog team
and then, of course,
this year so far.
You got Jay Foster pitching for them, which, hey, he's quality. So two real good pitchers going over there.
Plumley at the plate. That one misses outside for ball one after the walk given up to Kat Johnson to put runners at the corners. For Gordonsville, let's see if they send that runner at first. It didn't on the first pitch. That one misses away for ball two with two outs. They may not.
I'd say they'll leave her there just to give some gaps to Plumley here at bat.
Again, this is kind of a big moment in this game with Plumley at the plate and two on guys.
That one bounces in, gets away from Garrison. Run will come in to score from third. Johnson coming all the way around from first to advance to third. And that was some speed right there. You talk about Clay County speed. Kat Johnson kicking up dust as she rounded second base, coming into third base on a hard run from first to third.
That could have been a little bit of the injury going there because it didn't look like Halen moved real well right there. It looked like she was kind of hobbly again on that one. She normally blocks that up.
Plumley with a line drive shot right up the middle on the ground will bring in a run as Kat Johnson with that good base running puts her on third base, and Plumley quickly delivers with a base hit and an RBI. That's her first hit of the night as we go into the fourth inning. So Plumley has a hit and an RBI now. We're in the fifth inning.
Makes it a little tougher on the Lady Bulldogs. 8-0 now, guys. Still two out here. It's got to get in the dugout.
You have to wonder, is the first pitch going to be hit well into left field? Courtesy runner slows down a little bit at second. That'll give Wicks throw a chance, but not in time. And on the throw, Brinkley going to move over to second base as the courtesy runner there is Callie Underwood, able to move all the way down to third on that hard hit ball by Brinkley on the single.
And you see some speed right there because that's typically not a play you're going to third on. She didn't hesitate. That was, you know, it was a close play, but there's some speed to get her to there.
Yeah, a really nice throw by Wicks.
Yeah.
That made it close.
Bailey Stewart up to bat for Gordonsville now. She is 3-for-3 on the day. I said she has hit. There's a swing and a miss there for strike one. She has a single, a double, and a triple, so she's one away from the cycle, and she was swinging for that home run right there. 0-1 pitch from Walden. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two.
Yeah, Walden coming at her for sure. I'm sure she recognized what she's done in the box so far tonight.
Been on base all three times. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit to the right side. That's going to get through as it finds a hole. She's 4-for-4 on the day. A couple RBIs on that single, and her hot day continues for Bailey Stewart.
And that puts it at 10-0. Is there a rule after five, Doug?
Yeah,
is
there's a 10 after five in softball.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Started to say a minute ago, I wonder how long it's been since Kaylee Plumlee has went into the fifth inning without having a hit. You know, that just, I wouldn't think wouldn't happen very often.
I wouldn't think so either. Unless they walked her.
You know,
not give her opportunity to hit.
Heron hits that one well on the left side. That'll find a hole. They're going to try to advance to third. Now hustling and diving back. As that one got away, if she kept going, she'd have been there. But diving back is the courtesy runner there. Paisley Underwood for running for the catcher. But another hit by Heron. And runners at first and second now for Gordonsville.
Yeah, I already added four in this inning, guys, and they're doing it the same way they did in the second inning, just putting the ball on the bat and placing it, Doug.
Yeah, that's a good sign of a good team. They just take the pitches, put it where it's pitched.
This one hit the left field. Wick's going to move to her right. Now backing up will make the catch for out number three, the deep fly ball by Callie Dillard to Emma Wick's in left field. Will be the third out of the inning, but as Thomas said, Gordonsville adds four, and they take a 10-run lead. Clay County needs a run to extend this to the sixth inning as we move to the bottom of the fifth.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs with their backs against the wall here in the top of the fifth inning as Gordonsville adds four runs in the, I'm sorry, this is the bottom of the fifth. They added four runs in the top of the fifth to make it 10-0. And Clay County needs one here, Craig.
Yeah, they do. And Halen Garrison, you can see her coming up. She's still flexing that knee and just kind of making sure everything's okay for Halen Garrison as she steps in to lead off this fifth inning, facing Plumlee once again. First pitch to Garrison, going to miss low for ball one. See, Usher still stretching that out. I don't know if it might be something that may have pulled or what, but you certainly hope it's nothing big. This is the catcher. That's a big spot on any softball team.
Yeah, and a really good one is she – I'm going to pull this one just foul.
Yeah, just kept drifting foul to even the count at 1-1.
But she does such a great job back there.
Combined. We were just talking about the two hits that Clay County's gotten here tonight during the timeout. And Doug just looked it up, four hits in the four games. So that tells me that they're seeing her a little bit.
Yeah.
Last season.
Last season.
What it was.
First game of the year this year was a no-hitter with her. And then last year we were playing four times. We had four hits in those four games.
Wow.
I think two of those was no-hitters. So we had double hits in a couple of games. So
They're
figuring out a little better. Yeah. And that's saying a lot with this. This is quality. And, you know, if you can get the bat on the ball on her, you've done some really good things.
3-1 to Halen Garrison, the count now, leading off the bottom of the fifth inning. We said the 10-run rule in effect if Clay County can't put a run on the board here in the inning. 3-1 pitch. This one just a slow roller back to Plumlee. She'll field it on a funny hop and throw over to first base for out number one.
Hey, it wasn't a strikeout.
Wasn't a strikeout, and she may not feel her position very much. You know, that's probably something that she doesn't have to do a whole lot. Lila Birdwell, the batter now for Clay County.
You know, you're looking at this 10-0 score here, guys, but, you know, talking to Coach Daly, and we've said it several times, when you can play against the best, you know, it sharpens you. It helps you. When you see Kaylee Plumlee and what she can do, you know, you line up against a pitcher the next game, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
So this is a team that you don't have to beat now. We've talked about that,
exactly,
too. Clay County, all their goals still in place, even with losses to Gordsville. You know, it's about getting to that region tournament and having a chance to make the state tournament, Doug. And honestly, as long as you stay in that second spot, like Clay County's been able to do, it doesn't have anything to do with Gordsville.
Yeah, that's it. You want to be to where Gordsville don't eliminate you.
Yeah.
If that's where it comes down to, that, and that's where we got last year, and that's where we're going to get this year. You know, and then that gives you a chance to advance. And, you know, you got to be satisfied with your game tonight. I know you're down 10-0, but we didn't give them runs. We had two errors on the night so far. They may have got one or two runs out of those two errors. That's it. So you ain't giving them anything. They're earning stuff. So, and that's what you want to see.
Birdwell with the strike out there on the swinging strike. Two away now in Clay County. Darcy Smith up to the plate trying to keep this game going for the Lady Bulldogs. It's 11 strikeouts on the night for Plumlee. Swing and a miss there for strike one to Smith, the designated player. Yeah, one delivery, swing and a miss for strike two.
And, you know, this is a Clay County team that's gotten better already this season than they were last year. And you have to think it's a Gordsville team that's done the same thing, Doug. You know,
oh, yeah,
Plumlee's a year older. And to me, I think she's maybe put on some strength also.
And me and Craig talked about it earlier. You know, usually UT gets involved with you on some things they want to do. I know in the past they've had a team that these girls play on in the summer with them, and I'm sure she's doing all those things.
No doubt.
Plumlee comes up there to close it out with the strikeout there of Darcy Smith as she ends this 5-inning game with 12 strikeouts on the night for Plumlee, and that is your final score is Gordonsville 10, Clay County 0, our post-game show coming up in just a moment.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County losers tonight by a score of 10-0, a shutout here in five innings to the two-time defending state champion Gordonsville Tigerettes. Lady Dogs fall to 8-5 on the season, 2-2 in the league. Gordonsville improves to 17-1 and 6-0 in District 7A. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. You look at the final score, guys, 10-0, but it really was a good effort by Clay County against, you know, honestly, one of the best teams in the country, not just the state, Doug.
Yeah, they're right there. You don't find much better than them, especially in this area in the state. And like I said, they're talked about throughout the country. And our girls competed. That's what you want to see. You know, two innings was the difference in the game as far as score. You know, we had an inning that didn't score, two innings that got one, and, of course, two innings that they had four in each one. And we didn't give them runs. That's what we talked about earlier. We had 2 hours on the night, might have generated a couple runs out of those 2 hours. Other than that, they earned everything they got. So,
they'll
be pleased with that.
Yeah, I think so. And, Craig, you know, it happened in the top of the second there. You saw Clay County fall behind 5-0 as Gordonsville added four runs and really got to stroking the bats at that point. I think they got five hits. Walden had a couple of walks, and you thought, hey, this one's getting out of hand quickly. But the Lady Dogs settled in. Walden recovered. And made a game of it, really.
Well, you think about this team that Gordonsville's got. If you, the most you give up in an inning to them is four runs, you've played pretty well because they are a team that is explosive. I mean, you look that second inning, the bottom of the order got started. The 7, 8, 9 hitters scored the first three runs of that inning. And then you get back to the top of the order where they're really big. Then the fifth inning, when they put four on, it was the other way around. The top of the order was the one that scored the runs. But that bottom of the order is what was so impressive. And when you have 7, 8, 9 hitters that can hit the way they do and still hit as hard as they do, it's just hard to hold them under 10. But if you can hold them and not gain more than 4 runs in an inning, you've done a pretty good job on that night.
You have, and Doug, you know, Baylor Walden, a great job with Kaylee Plumlee. I think she only had one hit tonight, but that's how good this Scoresville team is. Craig mentioned it. You know, they can hit 1 through 9.
Yeah, they're built. They're a championship built team because they're top to bottom. They all can as a threat to do something when they get their bat, and most teams can't say that. You know, Clay County's built that way.
They are.
You know, they're top of the order and bottom of the order. It's solid all the way through, and that's where you got to be a good solid team. You know, experience. They've been there 2 state championships, so you're not going to show them that they're unseen. So you know, you got to be at your best to beat them for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, that's the thing. It basically came down to Kaylee Plumlee in the circle. Clay County couldn't produce any runs, had some opportunities, had some base runners. You saw Thompson with a couple hits, Craig, but you're going to have to score some runs if you're going to beat Gordon.
Yeah, that's just a hard thing to do because the way she throws it, you don't get a chance to put it in play. And if you don't get a chance to put it in play, no, the defense can't make any mistakes or you can't even find an open spot to hit it to. So, she's a riddle that not anybody's really solved, and I just don't know if there's a way to solve it, to be honest. But like Doug was talking about during the timeout, what you want to do is you want to stay. You all were talking. You want to stay where they're not the one that eliminates you. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, then you can go a long way. And if you get to that final day where it's you and them in an elimination game on that final day in Murphy or in Chattanooga, wherever it's played at now. No, you never know what happens. So that's what you want to do. You want to keep doing good things. You want to stay right on their heels. And you want to beat them, of course. You want to get a win against them. And that would be just a great momentum builder. But if you can just stay right there where the only way they can put you out is that final game, you've got a chance to go a long way.
And, Doug, I think Clay County's got the team to do that.
You're
going to have to deal with Joe Burns, who was the state runner-up last year in that region tournament. As long as you take care of business here, and, you know, and I think this team has that. That's this team's goal. That's Coach Daly's goal. And, you know, that's what they need to do throughout this season.
Definitely a team that's built different this year. If anybody watched Clay County early, you know there's another pitcher, Seth Bader Wallen, on this team that can pitch similar to her, and she's a freshman. You added 2 more freshmen and starting in the infield. Three, you know, the pitcher starting there. So that puts depth in your team. Anytime you got depth and you can sub a player, maybe something ain't going well, maybe even an injury, and bring a quality player in, that's a plus in high school softball, something that Clay County hasn't had in a long time. You know, as far as, you know, we've had a good bench and everything, but we got girls sitting on the bench now that be starting other places.
Sure.
You know, even teams can say that.
Yeah, so a lot ahead of this Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball team. They do fall in 5 innings, 10-0, to a top-notch Gordonsville Tigerette team who looks poised to make another run at their 3rd straight state title. This has been your Lady Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Visit EcoPanelsTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, I think we'll just roll right in to the announcement of the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And I think you got to go with a sophomore, Jenna Thompson. 2 hits, 2 for 2 on the night, I'm pretty sure, against, you know, maybe the best pitcher in the state, one of them at least. And also, you talked about it, Craig, just a great defensive effort out there in center field, too.
Yeah, she, for the first time that we've seen her, she just stood out to me tonight. She did some great things. And just, like Doug talked, the speed that she has makes her dangerous when she gets on the base paths. But getting 2 hits against Kaylee Plumlee, she can – 10 years down the road, I had 2 hits against her one time at home. She'll be pitching somewhere, doing something at UT, and she can talk about that. It was her night tonight for Clay County.
Yeah, and Doug, we know what Jenna Thompson is when it comes to an athlete here at Clay County High School, but you know, this is kind of her thing. I think she's a softball player, that's for sure. Yeah. We've got a lot of them on this team, but Jenna Thompson kind of really likes this game, I think, and steps it up a notch
when she gets the opportunity.
Yeah, and I think this team looks up to Jenna. You know, she's one of the veterans on the team. Remember, she's young.
She's,
you
know, sophomore.
But she's the ones you look up to, and that says a lot about this team. But this is a young team. I mean, they're junior, sophomore, freshmen. You got one senior. You know, so it's nice to see the young girls contributing and the young girls looking up to those other young girls. So
sure.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, we talked about it last year, Craig. You know, yeah, even though we're talking about freshmen, sophomores, juniors, you know, just two seniors on this squad, and Monica Cisneros and Jade Walker. But these are girls that's played since they were very young.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they're seniors in a way, because yeah, they've played together so long, Doug. And that kind of shows in the performance of Jen Thompson tonight.
Yeah.
No, she's confident, no fear at the plate.
No, and like we talked about, it's playing good competition. When you go out and play good competition, you have to play your A game every night, then you're going to be ready quicker. And that's what Coach Daly's done. He's gone out and he's scheduled the Livingstons, the Uppermans, the White Counties, the whoever to make them better. And that when you come back into single A, you're more confident when you do that. And that give him some credit for doing that.
And no doubt that confidence showed in Jenna Thompson's performance here tonight. She is the top performer, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders in other sports. Guys, our next broadcast will be right back here. Hopefully, they're calling for a little rain on Thursday, I think, Craig. But for Bulldog Baseball, our debut of the Dogs, who are now down 3-0 over here in the top of the in the fifth inning. I can't tell if it's the top or the bottom, Doug, but and that was on a 3-run home run. So they're battling usually the league favorite in Gordonville right now. So looking forward to a good game when we get to call them.
And one of the top pitchers in the leagues who they're facing that, you know, Jay Foster's he's top notch.
Getting ready for Bulldog Baseball in Trousdale County on Thursday night, Craig, and then we'll be back here Friday night as we kick off a three-game slate this week to start our broadcast season. And looking forward to that and seeing Coach Devin Brown, second-year coach in that baseball team.
Yeah, and they have a great group of athletes over there. They've got some kids that can throw the ball. They can hit the ball. They're kind of growing up as they go. As you talked about Coach Brown, a young coach, he's kind of growing as a head coach. He's been around the program a long time, but it kind of takes a while to get his system in there. And I'm looking forward to seeing them. They had some exciting moments last year, and I think they've got a chance to do some good things.
And, Doug, you know, we talked about it. Noel Adams, his second year, he's kind of become that ace pitcher. And then you got some guys behind him, too, that can throw it.
Well, his brother is playing this year as a senior, Nate, which is a quality pitcher. Whit Kowalkowski, solid pitcher from last year.
Still got Brady Daly.
Brady Daly. So you got four really good pitchers. If you say that single-A baseball, you've got opportunities every night because you can put a good quality pitcher out there and Devin's done the same thing. Coach Brown, his schedule's been pretty tough.
It has.
So he's toughened that schedule. You know, the one loss may not look good.
What are they, 5-7, I think, right now?
But the schedule he's played, that's not bad.
No. And that's how you get better. Like, in any sport, that's how you get better.
Well, we got junior varsity softball going on in front of us. Baseball off to our left. Again, Clay County trailing Gordonville in the baseball game, 3-0 in the fifth inning. And been a good night for
it
the
is.
First night, guys. Appreciate you joining us. And
always
looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think these two teams are going to be exciting. That's what you want, exciting games every night.
Any final thoughts, Doug?
No, I said just if you can, come out and watch these young kids play. If you can't, definitely tune in. You're missing a treat if you don't come see them live.
I totally agree. I'll sign off. For Craig Cantrell and Doug Strong, I'm Thomas Weaver. We'll see y'all Thursday night.